Immigrant advocacy group La Resistencia in Tacoma has started a petition to block the pending deportation of a person detained at the Northwest Detention Center. Ivan Sanchez has various medical conditions. His attorney, Brian Wolf, argues Sanchez would not receive proper care were he deported to Mexico.
He's going to have great difficulties as a recent arrival, as a recent deportee to Mexico, in accessing medical care.
That's in part because Sanchez hasn't lived in Mexico since he was 5 years old.
So getting established and getting an ID and residence and getting enrolled in the Mexican healthcare program, those are all things that are going to take a long time.
Sanchez takes prescription medication for a number of mental and physical health conditions, which Wolf says has been exacerbated by his time in detention. Maru Mora Villapando of La Resistencia says Sanchez also fell in detention, which has left him using a wheelchair or cane to move.
While in detention, he fell. He was taken to the hospital and he had to have back surgery.
Sanchez has been detained in Tacoma since December 2018. He is facing deportation because he has no legal status in the United States. Sanchez has a criminal history, which means he does not qualify to seek asylum or withholding of removal under I-589. Wolf had filed a motion for a stay of removal, which was denied. Because the Board of Immigration Appeals denied the stay of removal, Immigration and Customs Enforcement can move forward with the deportation. Mora Villapando and Wolf say Sanchez underwent another back surgery at Harborview Medical Center earlier this month. Wolf received communication from ICE that Sanchez's deportation was on hold as he underwent surgery. According to La Resistencia, as of this past weekend, Sanchez has been returned to the detention center. I'm Lauren Gallup.